This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time to sing yet another song that Erica doesn't know the words to.
I know most of it.
Okay, let's go.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get it straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
It's so close.
It's just a bit of words.
Yeah. It's that third chorus that really trips her
out. She really falls apart on that. What's happening, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today. Kathleen and Brock are here to talk about their friend's adoption.
Okay.
We'll take just about anything. Kathleen, you won the toss. You get to go first. Kathleen?
Yay!
What's going on?
Okay, so Brock and I are married. We have two kids, and one of my single friends, Morgan, is trying to adopt a child.
Oh,
that's very exciting.
She's listed my husband and I as references for the adoption process, and she said they'll probably be calling us for our recommendation, and I am super excited for Morgan, and I want to help her, but Brock does not.
Okay. Well, before, I mean, you could tell his side, or do you, what, why are you excited for this? Is she and her sig other trying to adopt, or is she trying to do this on her own?
No, she's adopting on her own.
Okay.
But I'm just so excited for her. I know that she's wanted to be a mom for her whole life, and, you know, the right guy hasn't come along, and she's like, you know what, I want to do this anyway. And so I'm excited for her, and I want to help her in any way I can.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
Okay. Let's find out. Okay. Well, we don't know his side, so you're already... Brock? Brock, are you there?
Yay!
There you are. Why don't you want Morgan to have a kid?
I think it's a bad idea. She would not be a good mother. There you go.
Okay. Do you have evidence, or are you just saying that to be unintentionally cruel?
I obviously, I know Morgan, obviously. And from my personal experience with her, she's very irresponsible. She's notoriously flaky, doesn't show up, says she will, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's the kind of person who would book an international vacation at the drop of a hat. You'd be like, I thought she was coming over. Nope, she went to Europe.
She's a single woman with no children. She deserves to do that.
Right, and like, so the kid would be getting a full dosage of her with no counterbalance. It's just not a good idea.
Okay. Hey, Kathleen, hearing his points about your friend, do you have a rebuttal?
You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
No. I agree. She's a single woman right now. She can live her life how she wants. Mm-hmm. And
of course,
when she has a child, of course that's going to change. She's not going to book a last-minute vacation across the country when she has a
baby.
Obviously,
right. Yeah.
Right.
How does she do with your kids, Kathleen?
Oh,
or Brock.
She wants baby. You want to? I'll tell it. You want to say?
No, go ahead.
So we let her watch our kids once. And it was such a disaster that Kathleen and I both agreed afterwards, like, yeah, I don't think we're doing that again.
Okay. But
right?
I think it'll,
right?
Yes, that is true. But I think it will be different when she has a child of her own. I think she's ready for it. Like, that was, you know, a year ago now. I think she's ready now.
Oh, that was only a year ago.
and it's going to be different when you have to take care of your own child.
Kathleen, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. Come on. Children don't change people who they are.
I was going to say, we have two parent, male parents in the room.
No, it changes what you have to do, but it doesn't all of a sudden make you like, hey, now I've really got my stuff together.
It can. It depends on who you are. There's definitely absentee fathers and probably,
sure,
to a certain extent, absentee mothers. I don't.
Do you feel like
you hit it right on the head. It depends who you are.
And you think she's, okay, so let me just get this straight. First off, let me get a phone number in here. 303-222-5423. Pick a side, pro adoption for their friend or anti. I don't know that we're going to make you hold to this. But like, Brock, in your thing then, when they call for a reference, like your side is you want to go, yeah, I don't think so. Like, I don't think she'd be.
I don't think.
But is that your decision to make?
It is not. It is the companies, the states, whoever.
But they're asking.
I'm just going to be honest.
As you should.
Okay, but I disagree. And if I'm being honest, then I wouldn't say that. Also, how are we going to turn around and tell Morgan that we like ruined her chances of adopting a child and fulfilling this lifelong dream? Like, I'm going to lose her as a friend if we do that.
They don't tell you.
No.
The kid.
Well, what? She's going to say, how'd it go? And they're going to say, great, and lie.
Yeah, you got to do a few lies if you're going to do that.
Or Kathleen's going to lie to the person. Kathleen, you don't think you're lying. You don't.
I'm not lying.
But you don't want her to watch your kids, though. Like, that's where I'm.
Well,
starting
we
with
different
toddlers.
Parenting styles.
Oh, different parenting styles.
So if they were to ask you, Kathleen, has she ever watched your kids? You're going to go, yeah, she was great. Is that what you're going to do? Because you're going to lie?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say, yes, she has watched the kids before. I trust her with my kids.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't, though, right?
She's not the first call, but I mean, I don't think she's going to hurt them or anything.
I don't know.
I mean, this feels way more serious than like a job reference. If someone's like, hey, and even
it
that,
is.
You would be cautious, right? Just like you go drinking with people that if they, hey, would you give me a recommendation? No.
I would tell them to the face, their face, I would, but I think I just wouldn't answer the phone. I don't want to be the one to be that honest and go like, no, I would never hire that person. And let alone, I don't want to be the one who crushes her dreams. But I also don't want to lie because like, it's not like getting a puppy, you can't take it back.
Well, you also can't really take a puppy back, but.
But you can put it on Craigslist.
Oh my God. Wait, but I did want to ask, do either T-Hack or Slacker, did you feel like having kids leveled up your ability to be responsible or like how you behaved in that kind of?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say something that's going to get me in so much trouble.
Oh boy.
I think it's great for women. I would say my ex-wife leveled up 400 levels. But she carried the baby. So that baby was inside of her that whole time. And like, she had a connection in the whole thing. And I think adoption's amazing. And I think adoption is, you should adopt, blah, blah, blah. But if this person doesn't go through that 9-month transition and just all of a sudden has a baby, I don't know that she's going to be changed in the way my ex-wife was, right, nor in the way that I was. Cause I had to be, I was with her while she's going through
it. Well, it all just depends because you guys waited 9 months. She could wait 2 years.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But she could be just taking European vacations right up until the day they drop a kid on her step.
And so could have you.
I'm not saying do not misunderstand. I am not on Brock's side. I am not. But like, I think what TX said, we all know somebody that's a friend. We wouldn't give them a reference for a job. Can we also agree? We have friends that we think probably wouldn't be a great parent.
But people change.
I know. It's just.
But they're asking you, do you think she'd be a great parent? And are you going to tell the truth or not? Or do you say people change? She's not now, but maybe she'll be better.
The reason I'm like, just give her the good rec. So before I met my fiance, I was highly considering freezing my eggs to have a child on my own. I was at a point in my life where I was like, I really want kids. I will do it myself. I think there are plenty of people who at that time could have said, she like goes out a lot and she's single and she, you know, how is she going to do this? I don't think that means I shouldn't have had a kid.
Now, the situation has changed, but... Right.
I'm just...
I don't know, and I don't think I changed, really. I mean, I think my focus changed, but I think I've always been responsible.
I've always been perfect.
That's okay. Not my word.
All right, Kathleen Brock, hang on. We're going to get you a jury, and we're going to figure out whether you should... I don't know. I've never been honest when somebody calls me for a reference.
What?
You're not 100%. You're like, yeah, no, they're great. You're like, oh yeah, no, I'd hire him right now. And it's like, because that's just what you're supposed to say. Do you think anybody goes like, oh God, no? I don't think you do that.
I agree. I think the references are weird because why would you put someone on there who would not give you a positive?
But this
review,
Morgan chick doesn't know that Brock's ready to throw under a bus.
Right.
That's the weird.
Yeah.
So he's already on there.
She thinks I've watched their kids
once.
I did.
It didn't
though.
Go well.
She clearly doesn't know it didn't go well.
All right. So should they throw her under the bus? Do you think one reference is enough to tank it?
Yes.
Oh boy. All right. Should Brock be forced to lie? That's the question. Or can he tell his truth and Kathleen tell her truth?
And let them kind of figure out who's.
Yes. It's adoption, great mate debate. Do we let a kid go to somebody who might not be fit?
Might.
303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're actually kind of being flippant for how serious this great mate debate is. Kathleen and Brock have a friend who... has been single forever and is just ready to have a kid and wants to adopt.
And she should.
But Brock, may I commend Aaron and Erica, your restraint, because I think it probably is making you angry that a man is saying, I don't think she'd be a good mom.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing I've heard today.
Okay, but he has evidence. They watched the kids one time. Long story short, they're about to get a reference call. And Brock wants to go, no, I don't think she'd be a good mom. And Kathleen's like, wants to just be supportive.
Right.
And we're deciding which way they play it on the radio.
Okay. Yep.
There's some tension in this room. Kathleen, Brock, feel free to jump in with anybody that you'd like. And we're starting with Amy.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Yeah.
Through the fact that, one, it's not their decision if their friend gets a child or not. It's the adoption service to make that decision.
Right, but shouldn't you be honest with them?
You should be honest, 100%. Like, that's really my question is, what the hell did she do? What did she do, right, a year ago that made you no longer want her to babysit? Because that's kind of a question, like,
Does anybody want to answer that, or is that too personal?
It's not like my whole perspective is based on one incident. I know the woman, okay? So, you know, you get to know someone on a regular basis. I don't have anything against her. I just don't think she's very responsible, very flaky, kind of all over the place. Shouldn't have a kid. A year ago, okay, when she lost our kid, sure. So we're out.
She lost your kid?
She lost our kid. Yeah, we get this message. We missed her call. And she's like, she couldn't find one of our kids. I don't want to get specific. And so we're like, what? And then, you know, we missed that call like a few minutes later right after we see the message. She calls back saying, no, everything's okay.
Parents lose their kids all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were home.
Okay.
And so then we get home. She's asleep. The kids are in the kitchen making a mess.
Okay. So
she seemed to have a few drinks.
Okay. You're right. Okay. Amy, does that change it for you? Still on her side? now that you know what happened?
No, I have two kids of my own, and I've gone around, and I used to be a flaky kid as well. I was a dumb 20-year-old, and now I have two kids, and hopefully, quote unquote, I'm a good mom. I don't know, right? But like, I don't think it's their choice. Yeah, you can be honest and give your opinion, but in reality, it's still the adoption choices. People, they're the ones that are making the decision if this person's a good
person. You know what, Amy? I agree with you, but I don't think that's the argument. I don't think Brock wants to keep her from getting a kid. He just wants to tell the truth in the process.
Right. His
version of the truth. That's his perspective. And then, right, I think Kathleen, I'm still on Kathleen's side. Each of you guys tell your perspective and be supportive, but 100%, like Kathleen, be supportive on your perspective. Brock, mm-hmm. if you want to be honest 100%, go right ahead. I don't think you're right. I think you should just say, hey, I don't think she's a great fit. Leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you. Are we going to be able to get through this? Because I feel there's so much tension in the room. Ruth?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Definitely Brock. He should completely tell his truth. Women don't all change with babies just because there's a baby in the room. And there's so much truth to that fact when you carry a baby, give birth to it, that DNA imprints on you.
Yeah.
This girl is not going to change that much just because a baby is in front of her.
This is where, like, I know that I was the one who put that argument out there, but I'm going to say that, like, Aaron's sister waited forever for a baby, and that anticipation, like, you become a mom in that, and then you know there's a baby coming. Like,
So don't you think, is the friend Morgan? Don't you think Morgan has been waiting? If she's going through this process, she, again, watched her kids a year ago, probably before she decided to have kids.
Okay. But she's, okay. Abby?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
All right. I got to give you a little context. I am a mom of five, three that came out of me, two that came out of my wife. And I'm also a pediatric emergency department nurse. I have seen so much neglect and abuse and death. It's unbelievable. Babies that should not be with the families that they're born into. It's unbelievable. There are so many babies in this world that need love. If she is taking this upon herself to seek out a child that she can love and that she can support on her own, let her have the kid. Whose place is it for you to judge? Give your side of it. She can give her side of it. Yeah. And then, like, what else is there?
Thank you.
Great
perspective. I see that there's another person here for him, but what are the texts like? Is it split? Because the phones are split right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an interesting text that says maybe husband is a little jealous. He can't just go at the drop of the hat like she does. And I...
Whoa.
But are you only going to read texts that bolster the side?
No, I'm not. That was the first one I saw.
The texts look very split to me too. A lot of people saying the argument of like, you can't, it's not like adopting a pet. Like there is no,
there's no take.
Exactly.
Guys, I don't know that we got you an answer, but I hope you heard some things and like, yeah. Is everybody good?
I'm surprised that it's split. I thought it would be 80% on my side.
It's more like I've never seen it this split. Like
there's
we can just go
one
back
that
and
says wow. It's a child, not a goldfish. Tell the truth.
Kathleen, you know I'm right. You're just trying to be a good friend. I have nothing against Morgan. I'm just going to tell the truth. And it's not up to me. Like the listener said, hey, it's not up to me. But if I'm asked, that's how I feel.
Well, I hope I answer the phone when they call then.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.